This next case, this case is full of strange names. I mean, start with the name of the plaintiff, the Laredo Vapor Land LLC. Imagine if you went in to get a building or a construction loan and you told your banker, this is the Vapor Land project that we've got here. They got into a dispute with the city of Laredo over a drainage plan, specifically a big ditch across their property. And how big did it have to be, and who was going to pay for it, and how deep did it have to be, and was it going to make the rest of the land too low or too high? They called it an aqueduct. I've never seen that before in these cases. And then one of the city witnesses talked about, we're going to have a chute on adjacent. Chute is the way it's spelled in the opinion. It was all a dispute over the size of the aqueduct and how the chute was going to be set up. This was challenged as an exaction and referred to at one point in the opinion as building permit mail. Now, I've heard of plat mail. I've heard of blackmail. I've never heard of building permit mail, but I think I know what they mean, that the city was holding up the building permit in order to get this drainage plan approved to their liking. They went ahead and did it. They built this giant ditch. They claim they spent hundreds of thousands of extra dollars, and they sued for reimbursement. And the city, of course, said, wait a minute, you had a requirement to exhaust your administrative remedies and ripen your case. And the Vapor Land folks said, but wait a minute, there's no administrative process that I could have used here. Now, the court looked around and said, oh, well, there sure is. Take a look at section 212.904. Now, this is in the platting section of the local government code, but it's not limited to just platting. It applies statewide, and it calls for what the court called pre-development review of infrastructure plans. The whole point is to allocate the cost of infrastructure between the developer and the city. It's exactly what the Vapor Land people were complaining about, that they allocated too much onto them. Look at this. 212.904 applies, and you, Vapor Land folks, failed to request a pre-development review, much less approval. Now, I believe from the context of this, that means that there was not an engineer's determination as called for by that statute. And the court, in this case, put the burden of requesting it and getting it onto the applicant. That I've not seen before. And that, I think, is a significant development in the law. This is worth watching to see how this plays out in subsequent opinions. The result of all this was no jurisdiction over the state constitutional claims. In other words, they were poured out. Now, there were federal claims, constitutional claims also in that case, and federal doctrine is different here. It's clear in federal doctrine, if you're filing under Section 1983 of the Civil Rights Statute, that you don't need to exhaust your administrative remedies, but you still have to comply with what's called prudential ripeness requirement. Now, that's a phrase, I believe that comes out of a per curiam opinion that dropped down last year in the summertime out of the city and county of San Francisco, the Packdell case. It's per curiam, and I think that what the Supreme Court was doing was really slapping down the Ninth Circuit, because the Ninth Circuit had said in this case that there was an administrative procedure, you did have to follow it. It was all about condo conversions. The city and county of San Francisco said, if you want to convert your tenancy in common, like a building owned in common, into a condo, you can do so, but you have to give a life tenancy to anybody who's already renting. You know, it's an involuntary life tenancy that was imposed upon the condo conversion. That was held by the Supreme Court to be a taking, and nothing more than de facto finality was required. They didn't have to go exhaust all these remedies that the Ninth Circuit was talking about. And it's clear, according to the Supreme Court, and I think there is opinion before this time, that exhaustion of state remedies is not a prerequisite to an action under Section 1983. But there's still the finality requirement, and you can see how that sometimes comes back in. Back to the Vapor Land case, the court looked at this, looked at the Packdell case, and said, well, Vaporland has given us this generalized invocation of fertility. It won't do us any good to ask again. That's not the Pockdale standard. You've got to do more than just kind of say it's futile to reapply. The court was unconvinced that the plaintiff had done enough to obtain a final decision from the city, and the Vaporland people had to show that it had sought clarification from the city such that there remained no question about the requirements for building permits. That's the prudential ripening requirement as interpreted by this court in Texas in a federal claim.